recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. Get it on, get on, man. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sharing. We love when you share, right, Drew?
Yeah, we do.
Turn someone on to this podcast. Why not? And thank you to lifelock.com, promo code Adam. Download Pluto TV for all your favorite shows on your favorite devices. And TrueCar.com.
Have you started watching The Deuce yet?
Oh, yeah. I was watching Bits and Pieces, yes.
Yeah, you get a sense of how deep it gets and how shitty the 70s are.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, you will love it for that, just to gratify our disgust.
Mm-hmm.
Really. It really. And what people don't understand is, I think people that watch it think, oh, we're watching this seedy underbelly on 42nd Street. It's like, no. Pretty much everybody behaved like this in the 70s. This is pretty much how it was. Pretty much. This is one criminal piece that was, you know, a little off the grid. But they were glorified. They were thought of as the cultural leaders of our time.
Yeah, well, what I learned from the 70s is every notion my mom had about society was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
All the ideas they have is wrong. And if you want to know why I don't tend to buy into these ideas so quickly, it's because I grew up around people who were just wrong about every single prediction. Every prediction they made about the economy, every prediction they made about the environment. We're going to be out of fossil fuel by 1985. You mark my words. Living underground, out of fossil fuel, no more clean water.
Out of fossil fuel, but unbreathable air, living underground, right? And no water.
Well, by 2000.
Well, we won't be here.
We won't be here.
Yeah.
No. Pterodactyls, where I've just reclaim the earth. Yeah.
People think you're exaggerating. I remember people to be very seriously having these conversations.
Right. So now I don't listen to anybody.
Maybe that's where the climate change sort of questioners are, because they're like, yeah. People have been claiming disasters for quite some time.
Well, you know, there's a boy that cried wolf, and it's a story, and you can't keep doing it before people start tuning out. Now it's the boy who cried rape, the boy who cried racism. You know, people just start kind of tuning out. Like, I don't know. Did anyone do that? What's going on? You know.
There still seems to be a great deal of energy and attention around it.
Well, there is. I don't know if there's kind of an interesting concept, Drew.
Before you do the concept, remind everyone that we're here courtesy of Pluto TV. Lifelock?
I already did that.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I like your due diligence.
I beg your pardon.
In a weird brain tumor-y kind of way.
I didn't hear it. Somehow I missed it.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Sure. Why'd you know? You're sitting a whole 14.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. That seems weird to me, too.
But there's something that's going on, Drew.
Yeah.
And the reason we're sort of talking about all this stuff, boy who cried wolf, and then you're – and I was saying – I said this 5 years ago, maybe more. I stand by it. Never been a better time to be an actual racist. Because you could just get lost with everyone who is being called a racist, and you just blend right in, right? Mm. We used to be able to single you out and find you. Now you're just in a whole group of anyone who disagrees with anyone on the left, right? Mm. So that's good news. I mean, if you're a racist. Also, this stuff is all, and you're saying, well, it's working. It's working, but I don't know that people believe everything that's going on as much as they used to. And also, it's working because in a world where nobody wants to get kicked in the middle of the town square, the media goes along with everything. And no one offers up any opposition, and so it perpetuates.
Yeah,
and
but
you can say whatever you want.
But it's on both sides. It's not like one side does this. Both sides do it.
Well, the terms of the media is – there's a weird – it's a funny – it's kind of a funny thing. And well, it's all part of the wiring. It's all part of the wiring. I think it was one of my wife's friends who said, I like Bill Maher finally, someone on our side's got a show. And I thought, someone on your side, have you taken a look at late night comedy or CNN or Jawler. MSNBC or all, and even NBC and ABC and CBS, they're all on your, they're all on your side. What do you mean? Everyone's on your side. I mean, not Tucker Carlson, but other than that, all the comedians, all the late night shows, all the, it's all on your side, but it doesn't feel that the proclamation, finally, someone's on our side. I think that's how everyone feels.
Huh.
But there's a pretty simple math. I mean, you could, you can suss it out. Is there any Trump fans that are involved with comedy or late night comedy or have a platform or could be found anywhere? Or who is there any pro Trump anything on ABC or CBS, MSNBC? No, there's nobody rooting for Trump in that arena. It's quite to the left. I mean, look, it's never going to be down the middle. Los Angeles Times, New York Times, are they?
Or County Register.
Oh, yeah. All right. There you go.
Yeah.
But still, if you went and you were making a scale and you went like, all right, I'll give you Fox. All right. That's over here. Okay. I'm going to give you CNN. That's over there. All right. We're balancing the scale out. All right. Let's see. There's Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert and
John Oliver,
and you know, before John Stewart or after John Stewart, and all this, Trevor Noah, and it would just Chelsea Handler, whatever. It would just start, the scale would fall over.
Yeah.
So that's who's disseminating the information. I'm not saying whether they're right or wrong, but to make the argument or the proclamation, like finally someone on our side, that's kind of a weird statement to make. It'd be like being a New England Patriots fan and go, well, we finally get to go to a Super Bowl. Like, you go to a lot of Super Bowls.
Yeah.
You don't win every Super Bowl, but you're doing all right.
Yeah.
So what's going on? Well, somebody makes a proclamation and the people who are in charge of distributing the information are fans of the proclamation. And thus it's going to get perpetuated. And I've tuned out because if they say, oh, another Kavanaugh accuser is coming, I don't go, oh my God, what did he do? I go, okay, here's some vagary from the past of some version of something. This is some, it's not going to be what you're thinking. It's not, there is a little broth, but there's no meat on the bone. Like, you're not going to go, oh, we have a taped confession of him on a Bubba, or we have an eyewitness account. It's just some sort of something that happened a long time ago, and he says it didn't happen, and she says it did, but nobody was there to see it, but who are we going to believe? There was a time when if you heard something like that, you went, oh, my God. Let's hear it. Let's hear the story. Just like if there's a time that if you said somebody made a racist remark or someone was a misogynist or someone was a, you know, fill in the blank, homophobic, or I was like, okay, here it comes.
Yeah.
Here comes that story. It's irrefutable. It's going to be there. We call this person a racist. Now here's them. Here's a recording of them dropping N-bombs and we're going to hear it. It's like, oh, he used this term. It could be. He said monkey around or monkey up or something. And you're like, yeah, no, that doesn't, it's not. Now, I know it's being reported as that. And then the person's always like issuing an apology, which I always love too. Like, hey, I'm not around. I was just.
We got to get the Billy Mummy stuff. This is the perfect time for that.
It's the perfect time.
Describe to them what this is. It's a Twilight Zone episode where Billy Mummy can wish people into the cornfields. And he's about to wish them, and they're like, oh, whoa, okay, relax, you're good.
He's a possessed kid.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how he got his powers.
I don't remember.
But he has scary, magical powers. And there's like sort of two ways to approach those powers. You bonk him over the head with a candlestick, and try to take him out, or have an ass kiss fest, to in not wanting to be the next person to get wished into the cornfield. Again, Matt Damon made the totally innocuous statement of, let's not get Al Franken confused with Harvey Weinstein, and he got wished into the cornfield.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's awesome. All right, we'll play a little clip. I don't know the clip, and I don't know that's going to be a perfect match for what we're talking about, but it's still, it's been feeling that way to me.
That's not what I want you to play. Play this. Happy birthday to me.
This guy's the drunk guy.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday.
Please stop.
Happy birthday to me. Play it, Pat. Play it so I can sing right.
Oh, it's in the Wild Wild West.
You know I can't carry a tune unless somebody plays it. You had him. You had to go have him. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
You watch the whole episode.
You make
he's going to wish him into the cornfield, and the other guy's going to go, it's a good
thing.
There
it is. He's going
now. He's wishing him into the cornfield.
You dirty little monster. You murderer.
That's awesome.
But Gary, just to be clear.
The guy playing the piano was the sidekick of James West. Do you recognize him?
I did recognize him, but not from there. Yeah. He wishes him into the cornfield, and then everyone else at the party tells him it's a good thing. It's a real good thing. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Do you understand, or do they not have it on the internet?
I understand. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Let's talk about True Car or something.
Okay, I'll do that. Where are we? True Car, MSRP, might know what it stands for, but what does it mean? Although I did enjoy watching most of the episode. Same goes for invoice, list price, and dealer price. Confusing. Introducing True Price from True Car. Know exactly what you'll pay, including fees and accessories, before you get to the dealership. You know your true price is great because True Car shows you what other people paid for the exact same car, apples to apples. You lock in your price. Your certified dealers set their price competitively because they want your business too. So True Car is competing against each other to get your business and drive that price down. So when you're ready to buy new or used, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Max Pata did it. Kalen did it over here. True Car, some features not available in all states. All right, let's see. Gary may have closer to what we're looking for.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man. And you keep thinking bad thoughts about me.
It's the same one.
It's all right. Put him in the cornfield. I turn him into a jukebox. I mean, a Jack in the Box.
Wish it into the cornfield. Please, son, wish it into the cornfield. Please.
That's what Natalia does to me on a nightly basis. She wished him into the cornfield.
He was a bad man, so I turned him into a jack-in-the-box. A jack-in-the-box that still had his bad face. And you mustn't think bad thoughts about me either, or I'll do the same thing to you. Play some more music.
That's us.
That's what everyone
is doing.
That's a real good thing you've done.
It's real good.
Yeah. Oh, swell.
Swell.
Just swell.
Thank you. Thank you. Take away everyone's career.
Really
good. It's a good thing. It's a real good thing. Nobody should be able to work ever again. It's a good thing you're doing. Keep going.
I kind of liked it a little bit better when we had cities outside and
right, rewind it about 1 minute. I just want to hear that part where he goes back to the thing. When he walks over to the piano. Sorry. I'll shut up.
Won't somebody take a lamp or a bottle or something and end this?
That's right.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man. And you keep thinking bad thoughts
about
me.
That guy's you. He's you. He's suggesting you to put an end to all this. You're gonna be in the cornfield. Or you're gonna be a jack in the box, Adam. Somebody make a visual of this.
Wish it into the cornfield.
That's me.
Please, son, wish it into the cornfield, please.
Wish him into the cornfield, please, everybody. Gary, wish him into the cornfield.
Well, now they don't want to see it. That's all right, I'll be quiet when he walks over to the piano. All
right.
He was a bad man, so I turned him into a jack-in-the-box. A jack-in-the-box that still had his bad face. And you mustn't think bad thoughts about me either, or I'll do the same thing to you. Play some more music.
It's good what you've done to Dan. It's real good.
It was swell. It was just swell. It was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, Chris Hardwick deserved it. Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
It's good.
This guy shouldn't be working anymore. No. No, no. Wish him into the cornfield. Wish them all into the cornfield. Yeah. All right. That's what we're dealing with, Drew.
Hey, well, good times.
Everyone's going into the cornfield. I don't know why. I've been thinking about that for a few years now.
Really? You've never mentioned it. That's weird. It's usually nothing you've mentioned you're thinking about. Don't
no,
come out of your
I've
mouth.
Said wishing, everyone's getting wished into the cornfield, and everyone's scared shitless. Everyone's just standing around and goes, you're next. Don't bring anything up. Don't say anything. You'll be the next misogynist, racist, whoever. You're going to lose your career. You're going to the cornfield.
Again, there have been periods of history where this has been true, and it's not been good for society. It's not been good.
No, not good.
No.
All right, let's take a call here, Drew.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Take line two.
Line two.
Yeah.
Hey, John, 55, Lexington Park. What is that, man?
Maryland.
Why did they have it with a D at the end?
Because it's the end of Maryland.
Maryland. All right.
Hello,
we don't do that with everything. Like, what
CA,
about
California?
Well, but what about Oregon?
O-R-E. You're right.
Well, one or the other. Either the last fucking letter or the second letter. Like, I'm looking at Oregon. I'm looking at Maryland right there.
All right.
Let's pick a path. Metric or standard?
All right.
MA is taken by Massachusetts.
Oh, Maryland?
But Massachusetts should be MS. But anyway, keep going.
We can go the other way.
MS is Mississippi.
Oh, it's taken by Mississippi.
All
right, what's up, John?
Hey, Drew. I was listening to you guys today. Hey, the call guy said I was kind of low. Am I still low?
Little bit, so speak up.
Good. Okay. You're fine.
I have noticed, Drew, that you're getting more and more heavy, not so much depressed, and I wanted to get a hold of you and let you know why.
Please tell me why.
You make a difference in this world, and that sensitivity that Adam talks about, it's not a weakness. It's actually a power that helps people.
Well,
and
to be fair, I call it a liability, not a weakness.
Around Adam, it's a liability.
But you're noticing that your gifts are not affecting people as much as they used to. You were listening to that Twilight Zone. I've seen that more than once. And the reason Billy can do that is that he's tapping into the fear. Every one of those people were afraid of him.
Mm-hmm.
Drew, you're beginning to be afraid of all the things around you, and you're losing your effect.
Ooh, I like this.
I like it too.
Let me hold on a second. What I feel is I because I do a radio show every day, I'm bothered by the news. It's so negative. The envy is so profound that I literally feel like it's sucking a positive energy out of me all the time. I don't know that fear is a you're not wrong because fear is there, but I'm not sure fear is a prominent thing of what I'm feeling. But you say yes.
Fear are the branches on the tree of anger.
Ooh.
So I'm angry.
Uh-huh.
Yes. You're angry about what's going on out there.
Well, that's true. That's true.
And you don't, in your mind, you don't think you're making the difference that you used to make.
Well, that's true.
And every single time something new happens out there, the weight gets heavier.
Okay, so what do I do?
You let it go. Think of it this way. Think of it as a hot rock in your hand, and you're grabbing it as hard as you can instead of opening your fingers and just letting it go. That anger is not yours. It does not belong to you. You do not own that anger. It was given to you.
Fair enough.
You just open. You keep doing what you're doing. You're helping people.
Okay.
There is no higher thing that anyone can do. I mean, both of you guys, I listen to you guys are absolutely awesome. You guys, I listened to you guys all day today. I had some Adam Carolla and Adam and Drew and then Reasonable Doubt backed up on my phone. And I was able to listen to you all day at work.
What do you do, John?
Yeah, are you a persuasion guy or something? Are you a very interesting way you speak to people.
I've been doing this for over 35 years.
Are you a hypnotist?
It would be hard to explain on the phone. And, Adam, I wanted to ask, I know Brian's got the tumor. I could help him with that if he wanted.
He said no thanks.
That's fine. But I offer. I always offer. But, Drew.
Yeah.
You got to let that rock go.
All right.
John.
I'm listening carefully to you, John. I am.
But I am too. But speaking of letting things go, I think we're going to let you go now.
I like John.
You shouldn't let that.
Okay. No, I like a lot of the stuff he was saying.
And I like the way he speaks about it. He's a persuasion sort of expert. Or whatever he's doing, it's sort of a persuasion technique. Right. I like that stuff. I love that stuff.
Let me tell you what I like. LifeLock.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John. Watch out for cyber scams centered on Hurricane Florence. Use caution with any email containing a subject line, attachment, or hyperlink related to the hurricane. Scammers are also using social media and unsolicited texts. It's so sad, especially when they're doing some charitable thing. Some tragedy struck. Oh, God. The lowest of the low. There's so many threats in today's connected world, and it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. New LifeLock. Identity theft protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your identity and devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. Let's get the best. Let's get LifeLock. Right, Drew?
No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code Adam for an extra 10% off your first year, plus a $25 Amazon gift card with your annual enrollment. That is 1-800-LIFELOCK, LifeLock.com, promo code Adam. Terms apply.
All right.
So now your problems get solved in line three.
Line three. Anaheim, 41, Jared. Anaheim, Jared. Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, Adam. True.
Hey.
I've been thinking about your push-pull problem with doors.
So I have fear and anger. Here's a push-pull. See?
Yeah, they start the same two letters. I don't like it.
Yeah. And unfortunately, humans we really like alliteration, so there's really no putting that horse back in the barn. So I've got two pragmatic, immediate and long-term fixes for the problem.
Okay, good. We like alliteration, like if there are two words that sounded almost the same, but one meant the landing gear was down in the plane and the other meant the landing gear was up, we'd still stick with alliteration.
I'd
argue we wouldn't like alliteration in that particular case.
You're right, because the danger is too high. With the push-pull, it's So there's really no putting that horse back in the barn. But what I've started to do is I look at the bottom of the sign.
You know what I like?
There, the L's and the SH
Hold
keeps
on.
It straight.
I like there's no unringing that bell.
You like that?
Because I feel like we can put horses back in barns. You know what I mean?
Fair
when
enough.
You go, there's no horse. We got to get that horse back in the barn. It's like, I feel like we could.
Yeah.
I've seen enough truck commercials. I feel like we could get that horse back in the barn. But I like, we can't unring that bell because it's been rung.
You're right.
Do you like the analogy?
I like it. I mean, people go, can't get the horse back in the barn. I get what we're saying, but it's like, I feel like we'd get horses in barns all day.
So you'd unring the bell.
Or what's going on with the horse? Is it a super horse? Are we super lazy?
But it's true. It's factually correct. Once the bell is rung, it can't be unrung because it's been rung.
Right.
And you can't be both rung and unrung.
I'm kind of that way with crying over spilt milk as well. Feel like it's been spilled. Yes, you can't cry over it, but can't get the horse back in the barn. What's wrong with us? We're shitty farmers.
So, in other words, if you're going to stay with the analogy, it's got to be an impossibility.
You cannot
literally be impossible to undo it.
Sorry. So, what are we going to do with push and pull after we can't unring that bell?
Well, as I'm approaching the door, from a distance, you can see that they've got the stupid signs. I look at the bottom of the signs. The double L on pull, the SH on push.
What if it's printed laterally?
Usually they're not.
Vertically or laterally?
Yeah. Horizontally.
Right. But my long-term fix, if we can get it in the ear of the sign makers, the push signs need an arrow at the top pointing up, and the pull sign needs a pointed arrow at the bottom under the pole pointing down, just like directional arrows on streets. Push, arrow up, pull, arrow down.
This is good, Jared. This is something I'm going to think about for a while. You know what I don't like that'll screw me up is, like, this door right here, the door that's in this studio, because I built this place.
Yeah.
On the inside, it has a handle. On the outside, it has a push plate.
Yes, that's good.
There's no possible pulling on a push plate.
I always appreciate that.
I hate it when people put a handle.
Both sides.
And you grab it and you try to, it's not, and it's like,
yeah,
no.
Why do they even bother with the handle on that?
There's a lot of hacks out there. if the idea is to push the door forward,
then
just
put
a push plate
to push there.
Thank you. Thank
Here's
you,
the
hero.
I like. It's Pluto TV, another heroic product. It's the leading free streaming television service. You watch over 100 television channels, thousands of movies on demand, completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. Don't even need to sign up. Don't sign up. They don't ask for a credit card. You don't do anything. You just go to the app store. You download the app, and boom, you're watching TV. It's easy. It's legal. And you watch all your favorite TV shows, hit movies, and it's all for free. It's ridiculous. You'll be so – do it now, first of all, while I'm speaking. By the time I'm done, you'll be watching. You'll be looking at their menu of channels, of which there are hundreds. And you'll be watching TV. Never pay for TV again. Download Pluto TV. Do not wait. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, anywhere else you stream, put your Pluto TV. Also, it's Chassis channel at 501 is now available, and hopefully Dr. Drew channel one of these here days. Again, go to the App Store, download Pluto TV. It's easy, it's free, it's legal, no credit cards, no sign up. You just immediately watch TV. Pluto TV.
Pluto TV. All right, go to AdamCarolla.com. Live show's coming up in Phoenix and then Anaheim, and get some merch and some swag over there at AdamCarolla.com, and check out Chassis, Chassy. We've got a lot of good offerings over there. Say hi to the new podcast. Rob has a podcast. Rob I'm going to pronounce this right. Cesternino. And it's on Podcast One. Rob has a podcast. Drew, what do you got?
Go to my Instagram and join me there. We do some live. You get some live interactive stuff there going at the Instagram TV. It's Dr. Drew, Dr. Drew Pinsky. And go to the website. You're going to have an audiobook up soon of the entire Opium series. And check out the Family Pod.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla, the doctor is saying, mahala.
This is Carolla Digital.
Yeah, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies, on demand. Well, it's free. It's completely free. Normally when you hear on demand, you go, how much? No, not with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card. It's all legal. Just go log on and get it done. The time I'm doing this, you could have Pluto TV, download Pluto TV for free. And do it on your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, your phone, whatever. And check out Chassy, Chassy, our channel, available now on Pluto TV.